Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Please allow me to skip the introduction of this week's weekly guitar meeting and start straight away with this very special and rare guitar. This guitar is made by the German guitar luthier Richard Jakob Weisgerber, and he was one of the most influential guitar luthier in Germany in the 40s until 60s. He has built many guitars, and I think more than 25 of his guitars are being kept in the museum of the Music University in Leipzig. So it says a lot about the value and the importance of these guitars and this guitar luthier. And this guitar is very special. Why? You know, sometimes guitar luthiers build a guitar and they feel such a connection to that guitar, and the guitar is sound-wise so special for them that they keep this guitar and they don't sell it. And it was also the case with this guitar. This is a guitar from 1954, and Richard, now I'm switching to English. In German we say Richard. But let's say Richard Jakob Weisgerber has kept this guitar for himself. And this guitar was in the possession of Richard Jakob Weisgerber's family until now. So it means this is a guitar which is more than 70 years old, but still in a nearly new condition. This is very rare. The other special thing about this guitar is the top of this guitar. The edge of this guitar on the top is carved, and this is called fluting top. And this idea to carve the edge of the guitar and make it very thin is coming from bowed instruments. And Richard Jakob Weisgerber was very inspired by violins in Italy at that time, and he applied this idea to the guitars, which was very innovative, and it leads the guitar to have a very special sound. The guitar resonates differently than other guitars, and you can feel it if you are playing this guitar. And it's also very light. The top of the guitar is from spruce, and the back and sides are tulip wood, which is also very rare. And we have an oval form sound hole. And the neck of the guitar is pencil cedar, veneered with ebony. We have so many specs on this guitar that I try to cover it all, but you can also check our website for more detailed information. And also the headstock of the guitar is carved from outside and also from behind. I don't know what to say more about this guitar. I think it's time to let this guitar speak for itself. So I try to just play and keep on playing and talk less about the sound of this guitar, but I have to do it at some point. This guitar has such a homogeneous sound. It's very even, and the balance is really is one of the most well-balanced guitars that I have ever tried. And it is a very loud and also well resonating guitar. It has a very airy sound, very full-bodied with a lot of substance. And the sound of this guitar is very round and dark. This is the sound character of this guitar, which I personally love. Let's play a last piece on it. Write in the comments what do you think about the sound of this guitar. I am out of words. And there is also a book about Richard Jakob Weisgerber. It's a whole book about his guitars, how he was building it, in which period he was building which kind of guitars, all the techniques that he was using. This book is written by Christoph Hanusch, who is a specialist on Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitars. Yeah, okay, at some point we have to move to the next guitar and let's do it. The next guitar is for me personally a premiere because I have never played a guitar by this guitar luthier and I always wanted to try a guitar by this guitar luthier. It's made by the French guitar maker Hugo Cuvillier. And this guitar is a lattice braced guitar, brand new from 2025. It has a number 124. This guitar comes with a very high quality spruce top. You can see all the fine grains on the top of this guitar and Indian rosewood back and sides. The guitar has also a slightly elevated fingerboard. It's a very clean made guitar, beautiful work, and the sound, I'm very curious. Qualities. Sustain. The guitar is still ringing. The character of the tone, what I personally like, very round. And the guitar is also very powerful. Very well resonating. And you have at the same time again very good sustain and singing tones. Also, every tone has the same loudness as the other. Very well balanced. So I always wanted to try a guitar by Hugo Cuvillier, and I'm impressed. Let's play my arrangement of the Persian piece, Sultan Agalpa. If you are interested in the scores, you can find the link in the video description. It's a very easygoing guitar. The response of the guitar is very fast, so the tones are coming out very, easily. And let's play the last piece on the guitar. Congrats to Hugo Cuvillier. It's a beautiful sounding guitar. As I already said, very easy to play, very homogen sound. It's very constant. It's there are no surprises suddenly in the guitar. And it means that you can trust this guitar if you are on a stage. And I also know that many concert classical guitarists are playing on his guitars. And let's move to the next guitar. It's also a very special guitar from 1933. And the next guitar is made by one of my favorite guitar luthiers among the historical Spanish guitars, Domingo Esteso. And this guitar is from 1933, and Domingo Esteso was building his guitars in Madrid, in Spain. I think Domingo Esteso guitars are special because, as you might know, I like personally round and soft sounds. But this guitar has a brilliant tone, but at the same time, it sounds so full-bodied, and the tones are covered with such a smoothness around it that I really enjoy this guitar. Or Domingo Esteso guitars every time when I'm trying those guitars. And this one is from 1933, and this guitar has been restored, of course, but it's in a very good playing condition. It comes with a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. you have also some little beautiful decorations on the bridge and on the purflings and bindings of the guitar. And you can find these musters on the purflings also in the rosette of the guitar. It's very light, so it's going to be responsive, but there is more into this guitar. Let's hear the sound. All what I can say, it's just beautiful. Just listen to that voice. It's more than tones, it's a voice. What I'm hearing. It's like someone is singing. And of course, it's a traditionally built guitar, and you have many different colors. Wow. And let's see how my arrangement will sound on this guitar, because if you are playing that piece, there are different layers and voicings in that arrangement, and you need a guitar that is able to do it. I mean, if you want the piece to sound beautiful and complex. It's a guitar full of colors and joy. That's how I can describe the sound of this guitar in one sentence. Let's move to the next one. And this guitar is again one of my favorite guitars, made by one of my favorite guitar luthiers, Lisa Weinziel. And Lisa Weinziel is a German guitar luthier who is building guitars that are, first of all, optically stunning. They look very elegant, and she is not using a lot of decorations on the guitar, but what she's doing it perfect. And if you look at this guitar, it's just a joy to watch. And but also sound-wise, this guitar is a different experience. They sound traditional, but they have also a modern approach. They are resonating very well. They are loud and the sound is forward going, and the tone separation is also very good on her guitars. This Lisa Weinzierl guitar is from 2022. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And it might be also worth to mention that Lisa Weinzierl has been learning also violin making, and she is building also violins. Enough talking, let's see how this guitar sounds. Pure beauty. No more words. How elastic this guitar is. You can create many different colors. It's a perfect combination of traditional tone and modern approach. It's a lovely guitar, it's a joy to play on this. And if you're interested in this arrangement of the Persian piece Sultana Ghalpa, you can find the link in the video description. And let's play last piece on this guitar, and then we move to the next very special guitar. The last guitar of this week is also one of my favorite guitars that we have at Zika's. It's a guitar made by Vicente Carillo, the Spanish guitar luthier, but this guitar is supervised by Gernot Wagner, one of the fathers of the double top guitar making school. And so it's a double top guitar with a Nomex core and cedar top. And jacaranda, back and side. It's kind of Brazilian rosewood. I think this is my favorite guitar of the Vicente Carillo guitar line, let's say. It's going to sound very responsive, very fast and hard attack, but the sound of the guitar, the character is round and dark, and it's a very interesting combination. And this guitar is sounding very close to a Gernot Wagner guitar, which is very rare to get and to find. Let's see how it sounds. This is one of those double top guitars that can sound very traditional. They have a very elastic sound. I can create very different colors. And I think you have also a great tone separation. Full of overtones. Basses on this guitar. They are so forward going. They have a chord, they have substance, and they have a very hard attack, so it's very responsive. And I don't know, the guitar gives me a very comfortable and pleasant feeling when I'm playing on it. Was the last guitar of this week, a Vicente Carrillo Maestro Nomex from 2024. It's a guitar for big stages because it offers you, or it gives you, all the qualities that you need: very fast response, round sound, loud, forward going, and I'm also curious what you say about the sound of this guitar and the other guitars of this week. I think it was one of my favorite weekly guitar meetings. So, have a good weekend. Make sure to leave a like and subscribe to the channel if you didn't do that already. And then have a good weekend. See you next week.